This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find waiting for you there. Those other talk show hosts in the business, most of them want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com, so do enjoy that on us. And the us tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go to a special guest that we have on the line. Mark, you arranged an interview for this evening with antiwar.com's, I believe, senior editor, John Glazer. John, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. I am somebody who's been, you know, kind of on and off on antiwar.com over the years. It's a really useful resource. We've used a number of your articles on the air to share with our listeners what is going on in a variety of conflicts overseas, because you just can't get that news anywhere else. And, of course, I was a listener of Antiwar Radio when that existed, and maybe it'll come back someday. That would be pretty cool. But welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
So, John, there's a lot of news going on about Gaza right now. I guess there's some kind of ceasefire in effect. Is that right?
That's right. On Wednesday, a ceasefire was reached. It was brokered in part with the Egyptian government, and, you know, the U.S. was meddling in there somewhere as well. It essentially said that hostilities would end, and Israel needed to, you know, Hamas would ensure that no more rockets would fly over the border into Israel. Israel would stop bombarding Hamas and Gaza. Israel is also supposed to ease the economic blockade, essentially massive economic warfare, in a form of cruel form of collective punishment on the Gazan people. And we'll have to see, you know, exactly the extent to which Israel abides by this agreement. The ceasefire has been quite shaky. It didn't initially stop exactly when it was supposed to stop. And actually yesterday, on Friday, an Israeli soldier shot and killed a Palestinian who got too close to the Israel-Gaza border. You see, Israel, as part of its blockade, enforces what's called a no-go zone, or sometimes it's called a buffer zone, and that's about a 300-meter area all along the border with Israel that Gazans simply aren't allowed to inhabit, even though it's their territory. The Israelis will shoot at them if they get too close. And that sort of thing happened. And, you know, so it's very shaky, but we'll have to see exactly, you know, how long this lasts. Hopefully it lasts a long time, and hopefully some sort of agreement can be reached further.
So this is interesting. So Gaza is part of Israel?
Well, that's what the Israelis would think. I mean, you know, much of what the Israelis, especially the right wing, think is that a greater Israel should exist. And that's what they've been trying to implement at least since 1967, since the State of Israel was conceived. They want to control and inhabit as its sovereign territory, all of the West Bank, which is still Palestinian territory, at least under international law. And, of course, they have less religious and historic ties to the Gaza Strip, but they would certainly, you know, the collective punishment they've been imposing on the Gazan people and the economic blockade that they've been implementing there, it certainly speaks to this sense that, you know, it's their territory. And, they've been mistreating the Palestinians in this way in order to try and get them to simply leave. That's been in the dogma and ideology of Zionism since the beginning.
So this is now they've taken a 300-meter swath of Gazan territory, not Israeli territory, and they've called that basically a demilitarized zone, or kind of like the Berlin Wall. They put up this fencing and say that if you come near it, we'll shoot you. And so these some people got shot up, and one of them was killed a couple of days ago for coming, basically protesting and coming too close to the fence, right?
That's right. That's right. And you know, it's important to say that this isn't a new thing. This buffer zone has been in place for a long time. And in fact, the very beginning of this latest, increase in violence that we saw over the past week started in part because a 23-year-old Gazan, who happened to be mentally challenged, got too close, and he got inside this buffer zone, and the Israelis fired on him and shot and killed him. In response to this and one other incident in which a 13-year-old boy playing soccer was shot at and killed, in response to this, Gaza militants shot at an Israeli vehicle, Israeli Defense Forces vehicle. And then Israel responded to that with heavy bombardments in Gaza, and then we saw the conflict that just transpired.
Now, the Israelis were in the Gazan territory doing sort of maneuvers or whatever in order to shoot a 13-year-old boy playing soccer, right?
That's right. Four tanks and a couple of bulldozers actually, in, you know, you can call it an invasion of southern Gaza when that occurred. They claim that they were shooting at a weapons cache, but they were shooting at it with artillery. That's what the boy was shot with. And no evidence of that, you know, weapons cache, alleged weapons cache, has been brought to light. Mm. So this just seems like what we've seen in the past, which is that Israel tends to try and spark a conflict when it's politically beneficial for them, or when they're prepared to actually escalate themselves. And this seems to be that case as well. I mean, they chose escalation consistently as opposed to de-escalation and pacification.
Now, they've got some kind of sanctions on Gaza. Now Gaza is this kind of semi-autonomous area that Israel goes in whenever it wants, but it used to be part of Egypt, right?
Well, it did used to be part of Egypt. It's always been considered Palestine, but Egypt had control over it after some Arab-Israeli wars after the establishment of Israel. And so it's been sort of contested territories for a while, but it was given back to the Palestinians as sort of but the Palestinians don't have a state, so it's hard to actually describe who owns it or who has sovereignty over it. But Israel is, in fact, imposing harsh economic warfare on Gaza. In flagrant contradiction of international law, and it's imposing severe poverty on the Gazans. And yeah. In fact,
a million people died. Before you go on, John, a million people died in Iraq under the sanctions that went on for the decade after the first Gulf War into basically the second Iraqi War. A million people. Sanctions by the U.S. Most of them were children and the elderly, because those are the people that sanctions affect the worst. And basically the sanctions have been going on Gaza for decades on end.
That's exactly right. These sanctions were imposed in a more harsh way when Hamas was elected to power in 2006. The Israelis didn't like that, and so they started, trying to basically treat the Gazans like dogs. But you're exactly right. Iraq is a perfect example. I mean, two UN investigators, two high-level UN officials that were assigned to Iraq in the 1990s under the sanctions regime, they resigned in protest because of how terrible the sanctions were. One of them described it as genocidal. I mean, that was a massive, massive crime against humanity. And the same sorts of coercive tools are being used against the Gazans, unfortunately, by Israel.
Now, a piece of Gaza is attached to Egypt. And do they have like an underground railroad moving things into Gaza from there? Or is there some kind of demilitarized zone running all the way around this place?
Well, Egypt, especially under the U.S.-backed dictator Mubarak, before he was overthrown, participated in the economic blockade. The Egyptian government was deferential to the power centers in Israel and the United States. And so they participated in that blockade. And the Rafah crossing, which is the border that Gaza has with Egypt, is more and more opening slowly, slowly. But we'll have to actually see. I hear the music, so I think I'll pause.
All right, well, hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment, John. John Glazer from antiwar.com, senior editor, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a question for him about
or comment about the Gaza-Israel situation.
855-450-FREE, take control. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe in year 2523. There are colors. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from modern ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on our site. Those other talk show hosts charge you for theirs. Ours is free. But there are ways you can support the show on a voluntary, consensual basis, like doing your shopping with Free Talk Live. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and forget about the Black Friday weekend madness that has been going on for the past 48 hours. You can just get it done at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon. There's also Newegg and some other places. But Amazon, when you link into either Amazon US, Amazon UK,
Amazon Canada. You click into the right one for you, and you'll get the same great selection, the same Super Saver shipping, the free Super Saver shipping, the same awesome Amazon prices. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just starting through our portal, so therefore Amazon cuts Free Talk Live a portion of the profits that normally they'd keep for themselves. So it's a big deal for us when you do your shopping, whether it's for you personally or for buying gifts or whatever, through shop.freetalklive.com.
You hear a lot about mortgage rates being at historic lows. I've been hearing that for a decade now. Well, you know what? They're telling you the truth. Mortgage rates really are at historic lows. You can get mortgages. I can't quote rates to you right now because they tend to change and it depends on the loan. But they're at the lowest rates they've ever been for fixed rate mortgages. Now, everybody talks about the 30-year fixed rate as if that is the gold standard of mortgages. But you can pay as much as 2 times the principal in interest on a 30-year fixed. Take a look at a 20, 15, or 10-year fixed. With these, you can you'll likely be able to get the same rate you already have with your whatever mortgage you have, whether you have an adjustable or a 30-year fixed right now, with a 20, 10, or 15-year, and you'll pay far less in interest over time. You may actually own your home before it's all over. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. They do loans in all 50 states. They're the ones that we've been dealing business with here for quite some time here on Free Talk Live, and you can trust them. MortgageMinuteGuide.com. Their number is 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to John. He's still with us. John Glazer from AntiWar.com, the senior editor at AntiWar.com. Great website. Important website that does really important work that really no one else is doing out there. They are the face of the anti-war movement. John, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You've been kind of cluing us in on the Gaza conflict because you really can't get a straight answer from the mainstream media out there for the most part. The big guys, the Fox News, the MSNBC. So it's good to have the alternative perspective that AntiWar.com brings.
No, that's absolutely true, and we do our best to actually try and do that. The problem with the mainstream media, the Foxes, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the CBSs, the ABCs, and every acronym you can make up, is that they're deferential to power.
Sure.
And when you don't question power enough, and if you're not scrutinizing enough of the power centers in this country, you end up getting quite a biased view of things. And we are prone to we have pledged allegiance to no centers of power at antiwar.com.
Well, yeah, you guys. The biggest problem with this being beholden to power is that they feel like the media guys. You know, they feel like if they upset somebody in one of those halls of power, that they'll be on the outs. And it's probably true. They have had people we know have kind of been blackballed by certain governmental organizations for asking tough questions. And that's why they don't. So it's good that you guys are out there. Anyway, Mark, you guys were talking about Gaza.
Yeah, the thing I think that people... So, you know, what we heard in the news is, it looks like the Gazans are, at it again. Oh, those crazy Gazans are shooting rockets over the fence. It must be Hamas. And, I guess Israel's going to have to go in there and kill a few more people. Look, there's dead people on the Israeli side, and there certainly are. But this conflict can't be as simple. It's been going on for decades. It can't be as simple as this. Isn't this kind of a situation where they did this, he did this, they did this, they did this, and it just goes back and forth?
There's definitely has developed a situation where there's this narrative of tit for tat. You know, you've hit me, I've hit you. But we shouldn't let that narrative fool us into believing that there's any equality in the situation here. I mean, in this latest conflict, over 160 Palestinians were killed, over 900 were injured, 5 Israelis died. Tragic. That's tragic. You know, it's not good when people die, but this is hugely disproportionate. In the last war, which occurred in 2008 and 2009, right as Obama was being inaugurated in the presidency, about 1,400 Palestinians were killed, and 12 Israelis were killed. So there's no proportionality in this conflict, and Israel is the powerful one. They have the, you know, U.S. empire behind them, supporting everything they do, and so, you know, in this whole vein, as we were talking about, of being scrutinizing towards centers of power, if we're going to look at this situation, the scrutiny should lay stiffly on Israel, because that's where the power lay.
Now, what is, you said that this kind of got kicked off to some extent by Israel going and doing some kind of foray into the Gazan area. They ended up killing a 13-year-old boy who was playing soccer. They didn't find the weapons cache they were looking for. There's been this Hamas assassination. Is there any proof that these initial rocket attacks into Israel were Hamas?
Well, the actual initial one was not Hamas. And in fact, a number of times it has been admitted by Israeli officials that Hamas has been central in blocking other militant groups in Gaza from firing rockets over there. They're not always successful. So there's a lot of decentralization there in Gaza where militant groups that are not associated with Hamas think they're too sort of moderate, do on their own fire rockets into Israel. The first one was not Hamas. It was a group called the Liberation of Palestine for the People. It's a sort of Marxist-leaning group. But that's sort of acknowledged. That's not a controversial point. The initial rocket attacks were not Hamas. After Israel started bombing Hamas in Gaza, that's when the rockets picked up considerably.
Now, this is kind of like the United States declaring war. I mean, when you're talking about this disparity in power and wealth, you're talking about kind of like the United States declaring war on, say, the Cherokee Nation. You're talking about people that are basically completely contained within the state of Israel. They have they put an embargo on. Nothing gets in and out without their opinion. Israel's opinion being positive towards it, or at least it's black marketed. And the comparison is you look at some of these rockets, the Iron Dome rockets versus these bottle rockets that they're shooting over from Palestine, and it's a huge disparity.
Absolutely. You know, Noam Chomsky, as one example, said that it's not a war, you can't military defend yourself when you're occupying somebody else's land.
John, can you stick with us for more?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. More with John Glazer from antiwar.com, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just click and download right from the front page of the website where we have the last 7 days' worth of Free Talk Live. Then if you want to go way back, all the way to late 2006 and even beyond now, you can go to the archive section at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can go all the way back to late 2006 on our SoundCloud page as well at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Plus, when you're on freetalklive.com, if you want to find SoundCloud, it's easy. It's on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. When you get to our SoundCloud page, it makes it easy to share your favorite episodes or Edgington Post interviews, which are also available there on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever your preference is as far as social networking is concerned, even your WordPress blog. So once again, go and grab archives over at freetalklive.com.
It's hunting season right now in many places in the country, and if you're looking for hunting or camping or survival or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com has the name brands you want, the lowest prices. Name brands and ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
I was watching an Adam Kokesh video on his YouTube channel today. It was the one about Walmart bringing happiness, where he interviews a variety of customers outside of a Walmart store and kind of starts by talking to them about Black Friday and then leads into questions about Barack Obama and how many countries he has bombed, as well as other questions regarding how many veterans kill themselves every day in the United States. And, of course, people, most of them had absolutely no clue on both of those questions. And you can't blame them, because there's a lot that people have going on in their lives. I mean, people are busy trying to keep the bills paid, you know, and take care of the kids and do all these things. And, you know, even though I'm a talk show host, I don't know about what's going on in the Middle East. I really am relatively clueless about a lot of it. So I'm grateful that we have John Glazer on the line with us here from Anti-War Radio, or excuse me, from antiwar.com. And he is kind of really clarifying the situation in Gaza for us here.
Yeah, John, I think that a lot of people right now are breathing a America's breathing a collective sigh of relief. We don't have to hear about this Gaza-Israel thing on our news channels anymore. But
well, because of the peace thing?
Well, it's, you call it peace, but it's really not peace. It's some level of stability.
Yeah.
It's not peace. You can't have peace without having some kind of justice. And this is what I want to know, John, is what is the forward-thinking plan that Israel has with Gaza? Are they going to integrate them into greater Israel, give them a vote, and let them participate in the greater society as a one-state solution? Are they going to cut them loose and let them operate as their own, as this multi-state solution? What's the plan? Do they have a plan?
Well, the plan has to be sort of, you have to sort of pick and read between the lines and, you know, dig into the history of Israel. You know, I'm reminded of what the former defense minister, Israeli defense minister Moshe Dayan said in the 70s. He was talking about annexation of Palestinian territory, and he said that which we cannot now annex and just take away from them, he said they'll continue to live like dogs. I'm quoting him. And whoever wants to leave can leave, and we will see where this process leads. So, unfortunately, the Israelis pretty much intend to make life miserable for the Palestinians, both in Gaza and the West Bank. And that's important, you know, in terms of forward thinking, there is a political settlement, broadly speaking, that most everyone in the entire world and the Palestinians and the whole Arab League and everyone, they have endorsed the political settlement, which is to for Israel to retreat back to its borders previous to 1967. Since that time, they've been militarily occupying the West Bank and Gaza. Not only have they continued to occupy the West Bank, but Israel has been demolishing Palestinian homes that have rested on that land for generations and building up Israeli settlements in their place paid for by the Israeli state, which also subsidizes Israeli citizens that are willing to live there. So this is a direct violation of the international laws that were created in order to criminalize Nazi war policies in World War II. Occupying parties are not are prohibited from transferring their own civilian populations into the occupied territory. So what we see here, this is a kind of slow ethnic cleansing. They want, especially the current leadership in Israel. I mean, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is part of the Likud party.
Yeah.
The charter of that party declares Jewish settlement in the West Bank and Gaza as the realization of Zionist values, and declares the whole of the West Bank and Jerusalem as belonging to Israel. So they really want a greater Israel. They want to basically erase Palestine.
It seems to be what they want to do. Can you take a question?
Yeah, we've got Dave on the line here in Eureka, listening to KGOE. Dave, you're on with John from antiwar.com.
Yes, John. It's curious to me. It's obvious. The Middle East, they haven't invaded anywhere in the United States. As I can read it, it's very profitable, these war involvements, to Bechtel and Halliburton and Lockheed Martin. But the Middle East has done nothing to the United States, and that in itself must be obvious. We are in their country doing harm to their people, and they have done nothing to us. And how do we make that fit?
Well, Well, your sentiment is exactly correct. The U.S. should not be meddling in anybody's business in the Middle East. And much of the problems that persist in that region are because of U.S. intervention. And the Israeli-Palestinian problem is no different. Israel would not be able in any way, shape, or form to continue what it's doing without U.S. support. So what we at Anti-War especially are advocating is for the United States to get out of the business of trying to direct political developments in the Middle East. And we should stop supporting, dictators in the Middle East. We should stop supporting Israel over the Palestinians. And, the power differential that would arise in the region after sort of retrenchment would probably force both sides to come to a viable agreement. And that viable agreement is exactly the one that the United States and Israel have refused to let happen. So you're certainly correct. We should get out of the Middle East. We should stop meddling in people's affairs. There's no justification for our military and our foreign policy to be that interventionist.
Dave, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I would just like to clarify, I'm not in the Middle East, so it's not we who's there. In fact, I don't think anyone on this conversation is actually over in the Middle East right now. But I think you mean the federal government should get the hell out of there, close down the military bases. Would you go so far as to say, John, that all of the military bases around the world should be shut down?
Absolutely. If you want, I mean, we have about 900, maybe 1,000 military bases around the world in 130 countries. These are for the state. These are for the betterment of the people in power. They're not for the benefit of the American people. We're poorer and less safe by having them there.
You know, John, I hear this all the time. I come from Republican roots, and I've got to say that, there's a certain trepidation I have if the United States isn't the superpower in the world, if it retreats back to its borders, like every other country in the world has done, and it doesn't act as the world's policeman, what's going to happen? What's going to fill the void? We know that nature hates a vacuum.
Sure. Well, this is a common argument when talking about the Middle East.
I really want to hear the answer to this question. I don't want you to be rushed in any way, so
sure.
Bring it back for one more segment.
Well, we'll do one more segment. We'll wrap out the hour here with John Glazer from antiwar.com. If you want to get a question in, now's the time to do it. And I want to know about Egypt, too, because I heard that there's some interesting things going on there as well. So I'm hoping he can tell us about that. I'm blindsiding him with a question. I don't think he was expecting it. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about anything that you want, and we'll do that here in a moment. We actually have a special guest on the line. So if you have a question for our guest, you'll be given priority at the moment at 855-450-FREE. He's John Glazer of antiwar.com.
Senior editor.
That's right, senior editor, not just any old editor. So
wouldn't send us just an ordinary editor over here at Free Talk Live.
We're going to continue with that here in a moment. Also want to encourage you, if you love the ideas of liberty, to check out freestateproject.org. It is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Mark, you and I were talking about somebody that we know who is a Free State Wyoming participant who's been there for several years and has not been impressed with what's going on in Wyoming. Now, this is kind of like the big competitor to the Free State Project. Free State Project's now been around for over a decade. People have been moving here since around 2003, 2004. We've got over 1,000 liberty-minded people that are here now as part of the Free State Project.
The amount of people who have moved is really superfluous. What have they done? And I'll tell you, in about 8 years or so, maybe going on 9 years, they've managed to get into government, dozens and dozens of Free Staters elected to governmental positions. And
a dozen are there right now.
Dozens have been elected.
That's true.
Dozens and dozens have been elected. And you've seen a cut in the state budget as a result of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a Free State Project founded organization, largely Free State Project founded organization.
I don't think it's dozens and dozens. It would probably be a couple dozen.
A few dozen. You're talking about the state house specifically.
Yeah.
You're acting like there's only one elected body
Good
in the entire
point.
State
you're
of
talking,
New Hampshire.
So you're
I was elected
like,
to something this particular time too.
Yeah,
dozens
you're including
and
all
dozens.
The little things. I got.
I'm wrong. I'm right. You're wrong.
Okay. I thought you were talking about state.
There was
state
a state budget cut of 11%. Let's go back to John, please.
Well, no. I want to talk about freestateproject.org, which is where you can go to sign up for the Free State Project. We'll get back to John here in a moment. But they're a longtime sponsor of this program. And if you love the ideas of liberty and you want to actually have a chance at achieving them at some point in your lifetime, then you've got to get together with other people that think like you do. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. One of the questions that we were asked online, John Glazer.
Well, before you give John any questions, he has to ask the question, what's going to happen in a vacuum if the United States does pull back from its more than 130 nations military bases in almost 1,000 military bases, depending on how you count these military bases, across the world, what would happen? What if the United States ceased to be the policeman of the world, John?
Well, this type of thinking is common when talking about the Middle East, for example. The U.S., the thinking goes, needs to have bases and patrol its Navy warships throughout the Persian Gulf, because it's a major waterway for the seaborne oil trade. And if the U.S. government doesn't ensure the free flow of oil, then maybe some other country in the region will block it, right? That's the thinking.
Yep.
This is probably a little bit of scaremongering. I mean, just to take one example, the only country in the Persian Gulf that has ever even dared to mention blocking the Straits of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf is Iran. And many analysts think this is just more talk than anything else, but we should think about the reason these types of threats are issued. The United States has an aggressive history when it comes to Iran. They overthrew the democratically elected government in 1953, installed a dictatorship, and then when the revolution occurred, they've been, you know, militarily surrounding them ever since. They've threatened to bomb them, you know, millions of times. Iran's a comparatively weak country, vastly weaker country. And so threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz is really their only defense, and most people think they won't do it because it's in their interest to keep the free flow of oil going.
They make a lot of money off oil.
Absolutely. They're hugely incentivized to sell oil on the world markets. On a more fundamental level, though, we have to ask ourselves, is it really the government's job to be, quote-unquote, policing the world? And we should also think about what policing the world means. It essentially means that whoever the lever pullers in the U.S. government want to win, whoever they want to favor around the world, those are suddenly the freedom fighters, and all the bad guys, all the ones they don't like, are the terrorists. And so it's a very wrong way to think about policing the world because, you know, the U.S. is not some neutral player. It's an empire.
Yeah, by no means is it a neutral.
Tell me more about Egypt. Do you know, can you clue me in on that? Because I'd heard something on the news today about how there's, like, some dictator who's seizing power.
He's not a dictator.
There.
He's democratically elected.
What's going on?
So, yeah, the little bit of background that maybe your listeners want to know about is that the long-time, decades-long U.S.-backed dictator, Hosni Mubarak, was overthrown last year, of course. And the new democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, has been basically keeping the same structure going, and he's still receiving about $1.5 or $2 billion yearly from indirect foreign aid, not to mention consistent military aid and riot gear control and so on and so forth from the United States. But he recently, just the other day, made a decree in which he basically said that the courts could not overrule him on anything. And this caused a big stir in the Egyptian population, which has, you know, basically trained themselves to get out in the streets and protest against anything that they see as a power grab and anything that they see as unacceptable, and they're doing just that. We'll have to see how it actually plays out. It's literally going on as we speak. So
yeah, I heard there are people in Tahrir Square on both sides of this issue. He's got supporters and people that are not so happy with this power grab.
Well, that's right, because it is a power grab, but on the one hand, it's a power grab. On the other hand, he's doing it in order to sort of crowd out a lot of Mubarak-appointed judges on the Supreme Council. So on the one hand, it's not good. It is a usurpation of, you know, it's extreme executive power. But on the other hand, some people in the population enjoy that sort of thing because it's sort of cracking down on the Mubarak aspects of the regime. But it's still not a healthy thing for a supposed democracy to be doing.
Thanks for clearing that up for me. Let's go to the phones. We've got Anita in Oregon listening to KMED in Medford. Anita, you're on with John Glazer from antiwar.com.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you come across very anti-Semitic, and I'm wondering what your position is on Israel having a place to live, you know, a place to call their own.
Sure. Well, I can definitely sympathize. I mean, the desire to have a state of your own and to have it reflect Jewish values and so on and so forth. And that's not something necessarily that I object to. And, you know, my criticisms of Israel have nothing to do with their ethnicity or their religion that have to do with their actual actions and what they're doing to the Palestinian people. You know, the great problem with Zionism is that it said, let's build a state in this land, but it neglected to deal with the fact that there were already people living there. And unfortunately, those people have been subjugated the past 50 or 60 years. And that's the kind of thing I don't like. It's not that I don't like Jews, and I have lots of Jewish friends, and you know, there's a lot of things about their culture that I greatly admire. But subjugation and oppression should not go uncriticized.
Thanks, Anita, for the call. Let's go to Lauren, listening in New York. Lauren, you're on with John Glazer from antiwar.com.
Yeah, hello. I'm glad that question got brought up by Anita. I'm totally against the state of Israel. I if you read the Torah.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Question.
Yeah, I do have a question. Why is he for, you know, the state of Israel? Israel should not exist. I mean,
thanks for the call, Lauren. Appreciate it. Go ahead, John.
No, I mean, that's true. I disagree with the sort of Zionist project. What I was trying to explain to the previous caller is just that, you know, it's not something that is a Jewishness that I dislike or that I'm arguing against. It's the actual actions of the state.
You wouldn't like anyone going into any place and, you know, ostensibly looking for some weapons cache and then murdering a 13-year-old boy.
That's right.
And it's as ludicrous to say that one is anti-Semitic for disliking the actions of the Israeli state as to say that one hates white people because they don't like what some of the people in Washington, D.C. are doing.
Well, right. The state is not the people. The state are the people that have claimed power over a certain geographic territory. And all states all around the world pretty much act in the same way.
And I've got to say it's a simple-minded attitude that says go team that might bring that out. Look, there's not teams here. There are individuals that choose to get into groups, and those groups are doing whatever it is that they're doing to other people, and that's right or wrong.
John, one more quick question. You've only got about 20 seconds to answer it. What can the average person do?
Well, they can read and donate to antiwar.com and listen to your guys' program and just try to get themselves informed. I mean, the knowledge is power. We need to, you know, change the narrative on many of these issues, and the best way to do that is just to read up and study.
Appreciate your time tonight. John Glazer, antiwar.com, senior editor. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks very much.
Yep, have a good night. 855-453. We have two more hours of this here tonight, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It is, of course, Black Friday weekend, and there's a guy that has been on hold through the entire hour who wants to talk about Black Friday. Hang on, through the news, we'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.